Now, my oldest girl, that son-in-law, he has got the job of building this big plant up here at Alcor, at Frogdale, at Lignite outfit there. He got the job of building that plant. They say it's going to be the biggest plant in the continental United States when it's finished. He has the job of building that. He works for Brown & Root. He's what's called a civil engineer. Does that kind of work. He's building on one of them down here in South Texas right now. He was on the North Seal with that, building a refinery. He built three of them refineries for Brown & Root, and they've all been abroad. And he's building one away on the North Sea, close to Norway. It's on the same latitude of Juneau, Alaska. You know it's a cold place. His health got so bad they told him he'd have to come out of that. They wouldn't let him stay there, Dr. Wood, no longer. And he's hating to leave. And they finally told him, the company did, says, if we get the job of building that Vector plant up there in Rockdale, Texas, you go back home, go to work for the company with that. Says, we'll give you head foreman engineer, head man of the whole works, engineer, head engineer of the whole works. Says, just like you had over here building this plant. So he come on back home. They gave him, got him arrested up a few days, and doctored up and got shut of his bronchitis. And he went to work down in South Texas, or two working Houston. And now they finally got that job, and so he's going to be head man up there. Probably be 2 years building. And the other one, the second girl, well, that oldest girl, and then there's two boys between her and the next girl. The second girl, her husband, is one of the civil engineers of the planning of things in the city of Houston. Sewers and all that sort of stuff, streets and planning how to work things up. He's got a good job with them, a steady job with the city of Houston. One of the boys is a barber, and the other, no, that's my grandson, a barber. One of the boys is a mechanic, the other runs a bunch of filling stations out around Houston, Galveston, and I think a couple of them in Louisiana. That's concerned. He's foreman of them, runs them. In other words, he got the lease on the thing from the company. Right.
Excuse me.
Sure.
How many grandchildren do you have?
17, I think it is.
Is that right? Pretty good many.
Pretty good bunch, yeah.
Excuse me again.
Okay. Listen to that new record that came in?
No, I haven't listened to it. I got a bunch of them that I'm going to get on. But anyhow, the oldest boy is the one who runs the filling station. The other one is head mechanic in one of them big Lincoln Cadillac shops where they sell them big high-priced cars in Houston. They sell the Cadillac. I don't think they sell the Lincoln, but they sell the Cadillac. And Chrysler and a bunch of that sort of stuff, General Motors shop, and railroads in Houston. He makes good money there. And the youngest girl, she married a boy that was in the dairy business in Houston when she married. And he's now running a cement mixing outfit, owns it up here somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one that lives over here in Northeast Texas. But he's independent completely for his accident, right? Because his folks, they had a 600-acre tract of land in Houston. The city was all the way around it. And they made them cut it up instead. They made the streets and sewer lines and everything else across it. So they're gonna tax it just like it was an improved property. You can sell it or keep it just as you like. Of course, they sold it.
Yeah.
And you know, that much land there in the edge of Houston brings a lot of money.
Right.
He told me he had enough interest dividend coming in.